Oh, hey, is your girlfriend home? Who am I? I'm just one of her friends. I just wanted to stop by because I'm pretty sure I left something here. What did I leave? My keys. I can't get into my apartment without them. I know where they are, and where I left them. If you just let me, I can just grab them real quick and I'll be out of your hair. You want me to tell you where they are? No. I insist. It'll be much easier if I just went in and grabbed them myself. Like, I get it. You've never met me before, but she's gonna kill me. I didn't leave my keys here, okay? It's something more. Do you mind if I just tell you inside? I think you might need to sit down for this one. Thanks, won't be easy, but I think we best, you know. Can I just take a seat here? Okay, cool. Now look, before you say anything, I don't want you to have any hostility towards your girlfriend. This is between you and me. If you're upset, I totally understand that, but please just let her be and hear me out, okay? Promise? Thank you. I knew you really cared about her. Okay, so I'm not your girlfriend's friend. I mean, well, I can't I kind of am, but we do things that friends normally don't do. I've known your girlfriend for a long time. I just recently moved back here, and while we've been hanging out, quite a bit to catch up. And just, well, one thing led to another, and one night while you were sleeping, I was with her, and she just really missed the feel of another woman close to her. So, yes, your girlfriend and I are lovers. Hey, you promised you wouldn't get mad at her. I don't give a shit if you yell at me, but you do not talk that way about her. Look, it's my fault, okay? I should have been forward to you about it. It's not even a big deal, right? It's not like we're committed or anything. You're the one she's in love with. We're just fucking. I'm sorry that I didn't tell you earlier, but it's too late. Your girlfriend loves you, really. I'm just here to make her feel good. Yeah, I'm sure you make her feel good as well, but she has needs. Needs that you just can't fill. We can take this down two routes. I can call it off of her and let you be the only one fucking your girlfriend, leaving her completely unsatisfied, or we can keep fucking and everybody wins. Think about it. Your girlfriend and I fucking when you're too busy, when you're not around. It'll be as if nothing changed, really, and she'll be a whole lot happier. You wouldn't want to disappoint her, would you? Aren't you in love with her? Hey, come on now. You shouldn't feel bad. We can all make this better, and we can both help your girlfriend out. Oh, I see. I see it now. You can't fool me. You like the idea of me fucking your girlfriend. Yes, you do. Don't even try to deny it. That huge hard on you've got there. It's impossible to hide it. This is your fantasy, isn't it? Having your girlfriend fuck another woman. And you are thinking about a threesome, huh? Well, that probably can't happen. In fact, it won't. Why? It's because I'm a lesbian. That's why. How about a compromise? I'll let you watch me fuck your girlfriend. I mean, I usually enjoy the privacy between us, but I think after trouble you've gone through, it's the least I can do. Was that a fucking moan? Holy shit. You was really like that, huh? Well, I guess we found our solution. Now, if you don't mind, I'll just get my stuff and I'll just get out of here, okay? What did I leave? Well, I guess there's no reason to hide it anymore. It's my strap-on, yeah. I kind of forgot about it and didn't want you to find out why your girlfriend was away, so I tried to retrieve it before you can find it. The last thing I wanted was for your girlfriend to have to answer your questions about it. Yeah, best case scenario, you think she wanted to peg you. Worst case scenario, we're exposed and she'd feel absolutely terrible about all of it. I could imagine what it'd be like if you broke up with your girlfriend. It would have crushed her. I can't stand the thought of how defeated she would be. I swear, she is one of the nicest people I've ever met. And you're so fucking lucky to have her. So, letting her fuck another woman doesn't sound so bad now, does it? Thank you so much. You have no idea how happy I am to hear you say that. I'm sure your girlfriend will be overjoyed. Oh. You want to, what? Speak up a little, please. You want to know how I fuck her? What I do with her that gets her off, huh? Well, I suppose I'm not doing anything for a little while. Sure. I'll stay a little longer. It's cool. I know that it excites you. So, it'd be kind of cruel for me not to that you jerk off while I tell you about what I do to your girlfriend. Okay, so after a night out, when you're not home, away at work, your girlfriend and I walk up to the door, she turns the key, and she lets us in. And as soon as that door is shut, I hold her cheeks in my hand and I just start kissing her. We drop our bags and it feels like a solid 5 minutes that we're just making out by the door. She's so polite and usually offers me wine. But after a night out, I want to do nothing more but then to fuck your girlfriend. We hang our jackets up and make our way to your bedroom. I tend to drag her a bit by the wrist. I just can't help it. Your girlfriend's just so fucking gorgeous. I have trouble keeping my hands off of her. I make sure that she feels the soft and gentle touch of my skin. I want to give her pleasure across her entire body with my fingertips. It doesn't take long for me to strip your girlfriend down. If the two of us could just be naked in public, we fucking would. I would make sure of it. Rain or shine, it pains me to see her body fully clothed like that. I just need to have her. I just love to sit behind her and play with her tits, while I kiss her across her neck. I can make her moan like no other, and she's usually so sweet and quiet, but not when she's with me. I tend to bring the louder side of her out. Don't even get me started on her cunt. It drips through her clothing throughout the day, soaked from all the sweet things I whisper into her ear. She wants me so fucking badly, almost as much as I want her. And I can't help but tease her and tell her all the naughty things we do together later that night. Trust me, all that build up is so worth it. As soon as my tongue hits her clit, she's trembling. Can I tell you another secret? We used to fuck back in college. That's why she missed me so much. I don't think she's been with another woman since I fucked her back in the day. I'm sure she's thought about it, but I don't think any woman, or any man for that matter, could satisfy your girlfriend like I could. I bet she'd just love to send you pictures of us on our night outs. I wouldn't mind posing in all sorts of ways with her that might tease you. Would you like that? Getting some hot pics of us teasing you while you are away? Oh, I can see that look in your eyes. You want it so, so badly. Oh, your girlfriend and I are going to have so much fun together. And now we don't have to work around your schedule. I'll just have to stop by your place more often. We can do all sorts of things while you watch us, listen to us, masturbate to us. Well, trust me, we've got a lot of stamina. We could fuck longer than you can masturbate to us. I bet if you were sitting in a chair watching us, you'd be so exhausted that you'd fall asleep while we kept fucking. And after I leave, she could throw a blanket on you, rest a pillow behind your head, and stay by your side after I leave. Oh, she will love that so much. And we can use all of our best toys. No more need to hide my strap. I can just leave it here, can't I? Maybe if you're good to us, I'll let you keep a pair of my panties. I bet you like that, huh? Getting the panties from your girlfriend's hot lesbian lover. Yeah, I think that'll give you an extra incentive. Boy, you sure do look like you're getting close. Are you gonna come to for me fucking your girlfriend? Oh, I bet you are. Why don't you show me and come right here, right fucking now? If you come, I'll definitely share more stories of us. I'm sure you'd love to hear about all of our stories from college. Come for us. Come for your girlfriend and her lesbian lover. Come to the four of us fucking what you watch. Come to the four of us being your own personal lesbian porn. You've wanted this for so long and you didn't even know. Come. Come thinking about how hard I'm going to fuck your girlfriend. Come for us. Yeah. Oh, there we go. You really were getting excited for that. Holy shit. I don't think I've ever seen a guy come that much. I gotta admit, you're quite a lot of fun. I'm sure we can think of plenty of ways to tease you. So, you want to be the one breaking the news to her? Or should I?